Pakistan's total liquid foreign currency reserves stood at $15.61 billion as of May 9, 2025, according to the latest data released by the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP. The foreign exchange reserves held by the state bank were $10.40 billion while commercial banks at $5.21 billion. During the week ended May 9, the SBP's reserves increased by $71 million, reflecting positive inflows and strengthening confidence in the external account. On May 13, 2025, the SBP received the second tranche of SDR $760 million, approximately $1.023 billion, from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, under the ongoing Extended Fund Facility, EFF. This amount will be recorded in the foreign exchange reserves for the week ending May 16, providing a further boost to the country's external buffers. Pakistan's foreign reserves position has gradually improved over recent months, largely driven by disbursements under the IMF's EFF and newly approved Resilience and Sustainability Facility, RSF, as well as stronger remittance inflows and improved trade management. In July 2023, the reserves had dipped to critically low levels of around $3 billion with import cover of less than 1 month. Since then, Pakistan has made consistent efforts to rebuild reserves through multilateral support and fiscal adjustments. The current reserves level now offers over 2 months of import cover, helping stabilize the rupee and improve market sentiment. Economists anticipate further stability in the foreign exchange market in the coming weeks, especially as the IMF inflows are reflected in the central bank's next weekly report. Moreover, the inflow of remittances under the Roshan Digital Account, RDA, rose to $10.180 billion by the end of April 2025 as compared to $10.003 billion by March 2025, according to APP. Data showed that the inflow of remittances during April was recorded at $177 million as compared to $235 million in March and $204 million in February, according to the latest data released by the State Bank. These accounts provide innovative banking solutions to millions of non-resident Pakistanis, NRPs, including the Non-Resident Pakistan Origin Card, POC, holders, seeking to undertake banking, payment and investment activities in Pakistan. The number of accounts registered under the program rose by 8,802 to 814,244 in April 2025 from 805,442 accounts in March. By the end of April, overseas Pakistanis had invested $456 million in the Naya Pakistan certificates, $900 million in the Naya Pakistan Islamic certificates and $58 million in the Roshan equity investment. Meanwhile, gold prices in Pakistan extended their downward trend on Thursday. The price of gold per tola dropped by 6,700 rupees, settling at 335,200 rupees. According to the All Pakistan Sarafa Gems and Jewelers Association, APSGIA, the price of 10 grams of gold fell by 5,745 rupees, bringing it down to 287,379 rupees.